first things first, I wanted to address something. Let me get something out of the way really quick, then we'll jump right into the NBA. Last week, I made some speculative comments about my viewership numbers here on YouTube being down the last few weeks. I have seen a lot of your comments in response to this. I actually had some of you guys reach out to me through email expressing your concerns that I might be shadow banned or concerned that there is some conspiratorial reason for this recent slump. I just wanted to take a second just to clear things up. I am not shadow banned. Even though impressions are down about 25%, YouTube is still giving me millions of impressions every week. I believe there is one main reason for this slump. Last month, we had a video hit almost 400,000 views, added over 2,200 new subscribers off that one video alone. The problem with videos like that, they're a gift and they're a curse. They're great in the moment. They push the channel to new viewers. They lift the channel for a few weeks. But what ends up happening is a lot of those new subscribers, they don't relate to the rest of the content on the channel. So they start to unsubscribe. On a normal month, my subscriber gain to loss ratio, it's around 10%. For every 9 new subscribers I gain, I lose 1. This month, it's 50-50. I think this has a huge negative impact on the algorithm. The algorithm sees hundreds of people unsubscribing, so it pushes the channel to less people. This has happened to me before. It took several weeks for everything to get back to normal. So I appreciate your concern, but I just wanted to take a minute just to clear things up. Yes, this is very discouraging, but it's just all part of it. It's part of the business. The channel has been riding high for like 8 or 9 consecutive months now. We were bound to hit a slump eventually, and we did. Let's just hope this is not a multi-year slump like we are seeing right now in the NBA. It is extremely rare for me to find myself agreeing with Father Jalen Rose, lead pastor at Woke United Methodist. Extremely rare. I mean, this is the same dude that banned the use of Mount Rushmore. For some reason, a mountain with the faces of 4 great presidents etched onto it triggers the shit fucks. Oh, this mountain is a symbol of mythical racism. When I see the face of George Washington, it triggers nightmares. It triggers the pain I experienced when watching Django Unchained for the first time. Father Jalen Rose, he's the same man who claimed America was afraid to send an all-black Team USA to the Olympics. Most of the time when Jalen Rose speaks, there are very, very few coherent thoughts. He doesn't make sense. But every once in a while, a gem will find its way through those toxic mouth farts. That is exactly what happened this past weekend on Stephen A's podcast, Rectum Respectors. They were talking about the biggest problem in the NBA, a problem that we have been discussing for the last 2 or 3 years here on the channel, the mentality of NBA players. Last night, me and my girlfriend, we were watching the Pelicans game. I know, I said I was done. I said I was giving up on this team. I said I refused to watch them anymore. I guess I enjoy punishment. I enjoy going to bed bitter every night. But while we were watching the game, my girlfriend asked me, why does Antonio Daniels always talk about today's NBA? Anytime a foul is called because a defender almost touches a shooter, anytime a technical foul is called because a player smiles after a big dunk, Antonio Daniels, he will make a comment like, you can't do that in today's NBA. Smiling is not allowed in today's NBA. My girlfriend made a good point. She said, we don't hear commentators say that about the NFL or Major League Baseball or any other sports league. How come Antonio Daniels always refers to the NBA as today's NBA? I told her, because the NBA we have today, it is unrecognizable compared to what the NBA was in the 90s. Hell, it's unrecognizable compared to the NBA of just 10 years ago. Now, some of that has to do with god-awful officiating, but most of it has to do with the mentality of modern NBA players. That is what Jalen Rose and Stephen A. Smith were talking about. Last week, after he humiliated my Pelicans on their home floor, Anthony Davis sat out the following night against Houston. Why? Was he dealing with a nagging injury? Did he twist his ankle and wanted to sit out for precautionary reasons? Was his pregnant husband sick and he had to rush back to Los Angeles to be with him? No, no, and no. Anthony Davis was a healthy scratch because he didn't feel like playing. The Lakers end up losing the game. Now, you got to remember, the Lakers, they are in the midst of a playoff push. The Western Conference is stacked. With only 11, 12 games left, every game matters right now. Unless, of course, you're Anthony Davis. This game against Houston, it didn't matter because he didn't feel like playing. As you guys know, we must be concerned with the feelings of these pampered millionaires. Oh, feelings. Nothing more than feelings. I'm laying on my back feeling the man who's above. Brother Stephen A. asked his lead pastor if he was concerned with this mentality prevalent throughout the NBA. To his credit, the answer given by Jalen Rose was brilliant. He highlighted something that I think is destroying the NBA. Selfishness. Watch for yourself.
But what ends up happening is I think players start to make it about them. You hated the process in Philly, and they still haven't gotten to the conference finals.
That's right.
If any time when LeBron James is out, you need Anthony Davis in the lineup.
Damn right.
And if he's going to miss a back-to-back game against Houston, that's not just about the game at Houston for the fans that didn't get a chance to see him play. It's showing me and you that how important is it for you to even make the playoffs if you're going to miss a game as right. a healthy scratch at this point of the career. I'm a Detroiter and a Pistons fan. And so there was a time when I was going to Pistons games and I realized the first or the second best player on most teams, when they come to Detroit, they're not even playing.
Yeah.
They like saving it for when they get to the Garden.
Jalen Rose is absolutely right. The NBA is no longer a team sport. It is a me sport. Modern NBA players, they are more concerned with their social media followers than playing in back-to-back games. For years, they have sent a message to the fan base that the regular season does not matter. You only need to watch the NBA from April through June. Now, there are a couple of problems with that approach. Number one, it doesn't give people enough time to form an emotional bond with the team. That emotional bond, it's formed during the regular season. You follow the team all year with a journey culminating in the NBA playoffs. And number two, when you tell your fan base the regular season doesn't matter, what you're really telling them is you don't matter. And you know what? NBA fans received the message. Not only did they receive the message, they listened. Anytime we discuss NBA ratings, I always hear the same excuses from the blind defenders of the league. Ratings for everything on TV are down. The NBA does really well streaming. Basketball has become a niche sport. It's only popular with the younger generation. Ratings across television are not down. Yellowstone draws massive numbers. The NFL continues to grow. My girlfriend watches those Yenta shows on Bravo, Real Housewives of Soda Springs, Vanderpumping the Woke Wiener. Those shows draw between 1.5 million viewers. Their ratings, their audience is growing, while NBA ratings continue their decline. NBA ratings on ABC declined again this season, down to 2.6 million viewers. 5 years ago, they were averaging almost 4 million on ABC. The first two rounds of the NBA playoffs last year averaged just 3.7 million. The damn playoffs are now below the regular season average from 2018. While in college basketball, they just set record ratings for the first two rounds of March Madness, with games averaging 9.3 million viewers. The first two rounds of March Madness this past weekend, they brought in 30% more viewers than the conference finals last year in the NBA. Yet for some reason, this is not being talked about throughout the sports media. Sure, Stephen A., Jalen Rose, they discussed the mentality problem, but no one is talking about the ratings problem that is a direct result of the mentality problem. What these ratings for March Madness prove, people are willing to watch basketball. They're just not willing to watch NBA basketball. And it shouldn't be this way. Basketball's the only sport where the college game is more popular than the professional game. I'll be honest with you. I have a hard time watching college basketball. The game is slow. The players... The players are unknown. The players are unskilled. They can't make free throws, much less contested jump shots. Compared to the NBA, college basketball is boring. It really is. But the problem is, the NBA only presents a good product during the playoffs. This is the only business I have ever seen that is actively at war with its own customer base. This past weekend, we were given another example of this. The Nuggets, they were in Detroit to play the Pistons. Fans in Detroit, they don't have a team to cheer for, so they go to games just to heckle opposing players. Couple of dudes, they were talking shit to Jamal Murray. A real professional athlete, he would shut them up by dominating on the court. Soft-ass modern NBA players, they choose to confront the fans directly. Watch for yourself.
Come on, you're a peon! You're a peon! I still see you, real. Come on, you're a peon!
How about that Instagram?
Hey, you ain't gonna do shit, boy! You ain't gonna do shit, boy! You're dying! Hey,
this is what modern NBA players do now. We have seen this multiple times with Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, now Jamal Murray. When fans talk shit, when they say something they don't like, they ask security to have them removed. You don't make enough money to speak to me, peasant. These NBA players, they seem to be confused here. They walk around with this false bravado, this level of entitlement, this sense that we need them, when the opposite is true. You need us. This year, ABC carried the least amount of NBA games that they have carried in decades. ABC, they are increasing their coverage of the WNBA dump. They are decreasing NBA coverage. TNT has publicly stated, we do not need the NBA. It's been rumored that ESPN, they're not willing to pay the NBA's asking price when negotiations begin in the next year or so. This league is in trouble. This league is on the decline, and no one seems to be concerned. Last year, the top 100 programs on television were all live sporting events and a couple of political events. Now, obviously, the NFL dominated the list. Guess how many basketball games made the top 100? Two. Guess how many NBA games made the top 100? Zero. For months now, Charles Barkley has predicted a lockout in the NBA. I think he's right, and even though I don't want it to happen, I think a lockout needs to happen. They need to get rid of these guaranteed contracts, and the balance of power needs to shift back to NBA owners where it belongs, instead of all the power resting in the hands of NBA players. But give me your thoughts. First two rounds of March Madness, record ratings while NBA ratings continue their decline. Do you think the league is headed towards a lockout? Let me know. And does a lockout need to happen? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.